We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. My name is Chris Plank. Our Friday edition is loaded. Coming up here in mere moments, we'll hear from women's golf coach Veronique Drouin-Luttrell, whose team was on the West Coast stuck, and the baseball team came by to give them a lift home. We'll give you the details of what's next for women's and men's golf with Ryan Hibble coming up in moments. We'll talk with our great partners at Homeland and help better explain what they're doing to cater to those who are at risk during this challenging time, this new normal. That's coming up in moments. And we'll wrap things up with our spotlight show from this week. I think it's going to become a regular on the Friday Sooner Sports Podcast with Jessica, Chad, Toby, and myself. We recap all the big stories and give some perspective and analysis, especially on the NFL, because, hey, guess what? We're still going to have a draft in less than a month from now, is the way things look right now as we tape this late on a Thursday night into a Friday morning. So we got a lot coming up on the show today, but before we get after it, the Sooner Sports Podcast is brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Academy Sports and Outdoors is the preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics.
Interested in OU football season tickets for the 2020 season? Visit the football ticketing page on Soonersports.com today to fill out an interest form. Don't miss a second of the action.
And by Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's delivery now available through our app. Locations are open for a carryout. We kick off this edition of the Sooner Sports Podcast with OU women's golf coach Veronique Drouin-Luttrell. And what a wild story they had. Coach, thanks for joining us. Can you take us through what the last couple of weeks have been like and the challenges ahead for not just you personally, but kind of embracing this new normal?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I mean, the new normal, I don't know what new normal is right now. You know, we're just trying to stay home and, you know, things have been very different. And the last week has been wild, you know, that's for sure. So right now we're just, like I said, staying home, hanging out with my daughter and, you know, making the most of it.
I have to know, because there is a part of me that this is just so challenging and so tough, but I'm always traveling during the spring. You're obviously traveling and grinding. Have you been able to find some joy in the time with your daughter and the time home?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we travel a ton. This spring was going to be very busy for us just with the way that our tournament was falling, and then, you know, going to Augusta with Caitlin. And I mean, there was just a lot going on. So obviously, you know, in the spring, it's just so busy. We're not at home very often. you know, we tell our team a lot very often that we spend a lot more time with them than we do with our own family, especially during the season. And this year was going to be no different. So, I mean, of course, I enjoy being home. I enjoy hanging out with my daughter. I mean, she's only one, so you know, there's only so much we can do during the day. But I think we have a lot of fun, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, let's rewind a little bit before we talk about talking with your team. You're on the road. You're competing. You suddenly get the, I guess, I don't know if it's saying memo, but how did you find out that everything had kind of been shut down?
Well, we were actually in the middle of a practice round. And so we had two holes left, and then we got a text message from the host institution, which was Notre Dame. So we were in Arizona, and then they just told us to come in and pull everyone off the golf course. And so, I mean, we had an idea. Obviously, there was a lot of talk. A lot of things were being posted on, you know, Twitter and so on, a lot of different messages we were getting. So it was just, I mean, it was very interesting. But I never thought that we were going to be coming home the next day. You know, I thought, hey, you know, I didn't know the NCAA was going to cancel everything. It didn't happen until we were at lunch. And then we sat there and saw the message and shocked. You know, it was, I mean, I feel for our seniors, it was just very shocking very quickly. And, you know, then what? We got to get home somehow. And so that was the crazy part about this whole deal, because it's not like, I mean, we could get in vans and, you know, start driving, but it's not like it's that close. So anyways, but yeah, that's kind of how we found out. It was very, very quickly. Everything happened quickly.
Everything happened quickly. And then suddenly, after it was postponed, you got to find a way to get home from Mesa, Arizona. How did that happen, and how did you end up hooking up with Gainsey and the baseball team?
Well, I mean, Toby Baldwin and Robert Fulton and Ryan Gaines just, I mean, very quickly worked with us, just got us on the phone, how many people, we need to know this, how much luggage. And I mean, next thing you know, they were picking us up on Friday. I mean, I'm so grateful that they were able to do that. You know, it could have been a lot different, but they really took care of us. And I mean, the athletic department's been amazing throughout this whole deal. And yeah, I mean, just coming home, just when the plane landed, I think that's when it really hit all of us, you know, just, hey, this is it for this semester. Now we got to go home and figure out what we need to do next. You know, what's next to stay healthy? What's next, you know, listening to the government officials and what else going on? So that's kind of how it all went down.
Yeah. So what was did you have to tell the team that the season was done in Arizona, or did you not discover that until you were back?
Well, we knew the NCAA had canceled all the championships.
Right.
Like I said, when we were at lunch on Thursday. However, we thought there was some hope with the Big 12 Conference Championship that we would be able to play it. I actually found out, I got a text message from Ryan Gaines just before we took off. I did not tell the girls, and we just told the girls when we landed. And when we met with the athletics department, when they met with the team upon arrival. So, I mean, like I said, everything happened so quickly. It was very tough to process, you know, just surreal, very surreal.
Veronique Druin-Luttrell is our guest. She's the head women's golf coach. You know, you mentioned something in this that is, you know, near and dear to everyone that's in the Sooner Nation's heart, but also in Norman. Because we had a student athlete that was going to have a chance to play at Augusta. So do we know if that is still a possibility for Caitlin, or what's that look like right now?
Well, right now the tournament has been postponed.
Right.
We're not really sure what's going to happen. I mean, I know they want to play it at a later date, but that's the extent of the information we've gotten. We're not really sure yet when it's going to be. You know, it's tough because a lot of countries are shutting down travel, and there's players that come from around the world. to this event. So I think that's the tricky part for the Augusta people, for sure.
We're hanging out and talking some women's golf. All right, so what's this next month look like for you? When can you start? Obviously, school's gone online only. Have you had any guidance about what's next and kind of in your mind when you might be able to start? Because golf, I mean, we can go out and walk on the course and play around, but, I mean, how can you coach? Can you work with the kids right now? What's that look like?
Well, right now, no. I mean, we're just kind of on hold, just like every other sport. I mean, everybody has left to go home, so none of our players, there's actually just a couple that are here in town, but other than that, none of the players are here. The facilities are shut down, so for right now, we're just kind of on hold. You know, a lot of tournaments have canceled their events, so not just college event. I'm talking about amateur tournaments and things that usually the players would play in outside the season. Everything's been canceled right now, so we're kind of on hold to see what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, right now, usually towards the end of the spring semester and summer, there's a lot of recruiting that goes on, so there's just a little bit of uncertainty as to what we'll be able to do and when we'll be able to do it. But, you know, we're just going to go one day at a time and see what happens.
Hey, Coach, I want to circle back to Caitlin because, as we mentioned, someone out of Norman North, your team has I mean, you've got student-athletes from all over the world. I mean, the Philippines, British Columbia, Mexico, Melbourne, Australia. How special has it been to see the development of Caitlin, who now I assume will be going into her final season next year, but to really become, I mean, just a solid golfer all the way around? I've had a chance to talk to, and I guess in a roundabout way, get to know her dad a bit, who's a diehard golfer as well. But can you take us through what the Norman product has meant to this golf program?
Well, I mean, Caitlin's story is phenomenal. Most people don't know this, but when she entered college, she was ranked 3,250 in the world.
Wow.
So, you know, to see how much she's improved over the last 2.5 years, I mean, it's just tremendous. You know, I think her ranking is probably 104 right now in the world. So she's moved up very quickly. And is very deserving of all these accolades and all these invitations to different tournaments. I mean, she's put in the work, put in the time. And, you know, that's what we tell the girls all the time. Hard work always pays off. Sometimes you want it to pay off right away, but you got to wait a little bit longer. But she means a lot to our program. And, you know, with her going into her senior year, I'm excited to see what's next for her.
Coach, I'll let you go at this. Just, you know, looking back and kind of thinking about this week, how has it been for you? How have you personally, obviously we talked about getting to spend time with your daughter a little bit more, but as a coach, you know, what do you do with your time when you're used to strategizing and teaching? How challenging has that been?
Well, it's been definitely very different. You know, I don't know. I mean, we're in constant talk with our team. My assistant and I talk a lot about different things. I mean, we'll just kind of, like I said, we're taking it one day at a time, just doing some expense reports right now and just doing the paperwork side of our jobs. The golf can wait. I mean, we're at a point now that we just have to, you know, abide by the laws and just kind of see what happens.
You're awesome. Coach, I know that this is a challenging time. And a busy time for you, having a one-year-old on your hands now. But I really appreciate you coming on this show, and best of luck. I hope we'll get a chance to catch up soon and have news about, all right, we're back at it, we're playing golf. But really appreciate you coming on, Coach.
Absolutely, anytime. And thank you for having me, and y'all have a great day.
Hey, before we get to Ryan Hibble, the OU men's golf coach here on the Sooner Sports Podcast, we welcome in Dennis Maxwell with Homeland. And Dennis, I know that these are challenging times, and we're kind of using the term our new normal quite a bit. But you guys have made some incredible sacrifices and have put forth some incredible plans. Take me through your 7-8 to 8-A hour and how important that's been.
Well, we started this about 3 or 4 days in that we would give that first hour of operations, and that varies a little bit from store to store. We would allow that first hour of operations when the store has just been stocked, just been sanitized, to allow our seniors and those that might have a preconditioned medical condition to come in and shop when they would be a little less crowded.
You know, it's forward thinking like that that shows what makes Homeland so special. Dennis, for you, what kind of triggered that idea? What made you say, you know what, we're going to be open, but let's try to find a way to help out those in greater need?
I think we saw some other retailers toying with that idea. There were some conversations between our CEO, Mark Jones, and the governor, and we just decided that that would be a good time to allocate to those folks.
You know, one thing that is key during this time is there's still jobs available, and you're hiring right now, and you're accepting applications. Can you kind of give us an idea of that process and how those of us who might be impacted financially with losing a job could help out at Homeland?
Yes, they can go directly to a store. They can go to our website. And normally that process takes a few days like it does in most companies. We streamlined that and shortened it down to where we can turn around, hire, and do the background checks on someone in less than 24 hours and get them on the floor. So we certainly have a need, and we're looking to hire at every location.
You know, one thing to help service the shoppers, too, in some locations, you're even providing local food trucks as well, too, to really kind of help ease things, right? We're trying to make this more comfortable, aren't we, Dennis?
Well, you know, we're all in this together. And so that's why we reached out to several food trucks. And so we have a number of them scheduled in our parking lots, and we're doing that at no charge. We're also allowing several restaurants to prepackage their food. We're scrambling to get UPCs and PLUs so they can run through our register system. But we're taking restaurants and allowing them to put the food in our counters and sell it. There's no markup from us. We're doing that to try to keep our economy and our local Oklahoma businesses as prosperous as we can during this difficult time. Where we have quite a boom right now with people eating at home, the restaurants are suffering, and we're just reaching out to do what we can to help them.
Dennis Maxwell is our guest from Homeland. I mean, obviously, we're all in challenging times, and the schedules can be hectic, but when you're able to do things that can help out local businesses and help out the community, in a way, Dennis, it's kind of rewarding. It makes you feel a little better, doesn't it?
It is. I'm a big fan of the term, the Oklahoma standard.
Nice.
That was established after the Murrell Building. And I think that in some ways we're reestablishing what the Oklahoma standard is. And that's, we're looking out for our neighbors. We're looking out for our community. And we're just doing our best to together get through this situation.
Dennis, I want to add one more thing before we circle back about the special hours. Delivery, not just grocery, but also prescription. Is that information just available on the website or in maybe swinging by the local store to learn more about it?
You can go to our website if you want to have groceries or any grocery items delivered or to pick those up. If you want to have a pharmacy prescription delivered, just call your pharmacist. They can handle that.
Final thought, just to kind of reassure it, that first hour of business for some locations, it's 7 to 8, and as you said, they'll change. That's key in really giving those that might be a little more at risk and seniors an opportunity to clean in a safe, sterile environment. More so, it's always safe and sterile, we should be clear, but maybe even more so before traffic starts picking up in those businesses, right?
Yes, I think it just assures those people that are at risk that they have a place to shop where they have a little more space between them and the next person than they normally would.
Dennis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you joining us, and keep up the great work at Homeland.
All right. Thank you.
Man, incredible stuff that Homeland is doing, and we appreciate their support on the Sooner Sports Podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is brought to you in part by Metroplex Electric. We can be your electrician. Ryan Hibble, the head men's golf coach at the University of Oklahoma, joins us on the Sooner Sports Podcast. And Ryan, take us through the week when sports stopped. What was it like for the men's golf program?
Well, hey, Chris, I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, it's
anytime.
Been just, you know, wild and crazy, just like everybody else in their day-to-day life. Right now, we're just kind of hunkering down and trying to make sure that all of our kids are safe and you know, we're doing everything we can to give them that opportunity. But, yeah, I mean, if you go back all the way to last Thursday morning, about 9 o'clock in the morning, we were still planning on going to Arizona. Out for the University of Arizona's event, and then by Thursday afternoon, we were obviously pulled off the road, and we had no NCAA championship, and by Friday afternoon, we had no Big 12 championship, and I'll be honest with you, though, Chris, by Friday night, we had a leadership meeting with Joe Castiglione and some of our, you know, leadership folks, and it just really opened up our eyes as coaching staffs across the university, just how serious this thing was about to get, which we're starting to see, you know, here the last 4 or 5 days, you've really been seeing it get amped up. And so it's, you know, our mission and our message to our kids changed from not having a season very quickly to, listen, we got to protect ourselves. We got to keep everybody safe, keep your family safe and stay clean and not go out and social distancing and everything that everybody's talking about right now. So honestly, there was some nice closure knowing that how serious of a epidemic this was going to be.
Can you kind of give me some perspective, Ryan, because this was going to be this NIT at Omni Tucson National was going to be a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday event. So were you guys going to fly out on Friday? And what was that moment like whenever you told the team?
Yeah, so we were going to fly out on Friday, you know, and it was leading into our spring break. So we had some fun golf lined up on Saturday and then even on the backside of spring break. And it was going to be a great trip for us. But, you know, we were in constant communication with our squad. They knew just because everybody somewhat knows now with social media now, there's just so much information out there that our kids honestly knew a lot of things going on before we even did because they're getting emails from the university and whatnot. So the communication happened honestly through the phone, through a group chat and whatnot. But then we were able to have a team meeting Saturday afternoon, which was, it was difficult. You know, all my seniors were here. Only a few guys were not here because they were already off on spring break. But that was tough, you know, and I brought in each one of these seniors individually as well. And those are the hard conversations, which, you know, at this point, they're potentially going to get an opportunity to come back. But that doesn't mean that everybody's going to come back, you know, just because it's there doesn't mean that they will. So it's tough because we had a really good group this year, a lot of depth, a lot of hungry guys from top to bottom with seniors and young guys and, you know, but again, I just go back to, this is just way bigger than us. It's way bigger than golf. And we're going to do everything we can to keep everybody safe right now. And then, try and hopefully squash this virus so we can be back here come fall time.
Ryan, I got time for one more before I let you go. And Ryan Hibbles, our guest, OU men's golf coach. What does the future look like now? You've obviously got your fall schedule in place. You've probably got next year's schedule in place. Kind of how do you work through this? How's it been for you to try to navigate through this while being safe, practicing social distancing, making sure your family's safe, girls are safe? But then in that same vein, you also, is there a part of you that started to kind of look ahead to 2020 and 2021 already, or can you just not do that right now?
No, we definitely are. I think that's by coach's nature. That's what we're trying to do is already look ahead. That's our hope, right? That next year is our hope, and so we're already working towards that, trying to figure out what our schedule is going to be like. I'll be honest with you, our golf community is very small, and I've been talking to multiple coaches every day, whether club manufacturers and agents and everybody that's involved in our business, to try and understand what's going to be happening. A lot of it's going to come down to some decisions that are made by the NCAA of what next year is going to look like when it comes to some of these guys coming back. But then we still got 3 freshmen getting ready to roll in here, assuming everything gets back to somewhat normal here by the fall time. And like you said, our schedule will hopefully be exactly what we've been able to do. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a limit on where we can go. I mean, who knows what the future is going to look like there. But right now, we're just kind of trying to put everything into perspective and take care of the things that we can control here at the house and get our facility the next couple months as dialed in as we possibly can and get ready to move on.
Are you good? Fam good? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's been good. Yeah, I mean, we've been, like I said, just kind of hunkering down at the house. And, you know, right now everybody's healthy, so we're very, very thankful for that. And we've been out. We built a fort last week, and the girls are back in school right now with my wife this morning. She's
nice.
she's teaching classes. So, yeah, we're back to normal schedule.
I love it. Ryan, man, be safe. I really appreciate you finding time for us. I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk again soon. But, man, I appreciate you coming on and all of your hard work through all this. I know it hasn't been easy.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, and everybody stay safe.
The future is bright for the men's golf program. Thanks to Ryan Hibble for joining us on the Sooner Sports Podcast. Hey, we want to remind you that you should and you can support your local restaurants and the restaurant partners of the Sooner Sports Network by logging on to Soonersports.com. It's your one-stop shop with hours, services, and online order links to help support you, those who support us during their time of need as well. That's Soonersports.com to support our local restaurant partners.
For Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma news, please check out the BCBSOK newsroom site for our latest updates. With regard to medical treatment, members should call the number on their BCBSOK ID card for answers to their specific benefit questions. Our members' well-being remains our top priority as we continue to monitor developing news about COVID-19. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention CDC website is the best source for all the most up-to-date COVID-19 information.
All right, this week we tried to do something a little bit different. Chad, Toby, and myself were on location at our homes. Jessica Cootie was on location. And we put together a TV show that works in podcast form here on the Sooner Sports Podcast. It's called Spotlight.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back into Sooner Sports Spotlight. I'm Jessica Cootie from inside our Sooner Sports TV studio inside Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. It's crazy to think about how 2 weeks ago when we taped our very last show, we were previewing the Big 12 basketball tournaments. Now, 14 days later, quite the turn of events as the sports world has been put on pause as we deal with the worldwide pandemic of the coronavirus outbreak. Sports is such an outlet for so many people, and while we do not have live sporting events and games to talk about, no spring football to break down, we want to continue to be that outlet for you. So we're going to keep talking Sooner Sports here on Sooner Sports Spotlight. It's just going to look a little bit different for the time being. So for that, we welcome in some familiar faces and voices joining us remotely. Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners, joining us from Piedmont, America. Chad McKee from his home in Edmond. Chris Blank also joining us remotely. Guys, how about this technology? I'm surprised, Chad, you were even able to make this work here to join us today.
Yeah, that's it. Pick on the oldest guy on the show and the technology perhaps confused. We'll see if I got technology completely in check, if I can make it through this show without something breaking down on me.
Hey, before we start diving into all things sports, the most important question of the day, you guys all have kids, no school. Have you become expert homeschool teachers, Plank?
I've taught them all about the Sith Lords and the Empire. So we definitely have the Jedi mindset set in rewatching the Star Wars. But no. Homeschooling has become a major part of our lives. And T-Raw, I'm sure it's the same for you, isn't it?
It's about to be. My two college sons were home last week for spring break, and Chloe goes back to school this week. So we're gearing up for online school, and I know nothing that she is learning right now. So it's going to be an educational experience for both of us.
Go ahead, Chad.
One doing distance learning at OU. And then the crazy thing that's happened in the last 10 days, we've discovered there are actually three little boys living in the house with us. Imagine that. They appear to be the ages of 8, 12, and 15. And I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon. So if anybody has suggestions or what to do with these little guys, please hit us up on Instagram or Facebook or Tickety Talk, I think is the new one of those, with any ideas you might have.
Just stop right there, Chad, while you're ahead. All right. So again, 14 days ago, we're talking postseason basketball. We're talking March Madness, Lon Kruger Sooners potentially going to the NCAA tournament. And if there's anybody who loves this time of the year, March Madness, postseason basketball as much as me, it's Toby Rowland. And Toby, you were already had been sidelined for about a month dealing with the back surgery. You're set to come back, hopefully call a deep run in the postseason tournament, and then move into the booth to call a baseball games for Skip Johnson's team that things were looking very positive for them as well. Kind of take us through how this thing all unfolded for you.
I'm just sick over this. You know, I believe I might have been the first person in America to self-quarantine, and I did it on accident because of the back surgery. So I've been stuck in the house for about 6 weeks now. And on top of that, you're right, March Madness is my favorite time of the year. I was going crazy in the living room with my wife and daughter when Austin Reeves had his amazing performance to give OU the 3 seed in the Big 12 tournament. and was gearing up. You know, they were in because of that. I mean, it was no doubt they were in the tournament. It was just a matter of how high could they get their seeding based on what they did in Kansas City. And for the Big 12 tournament to be canceled was a gut punch, but for the NCAA tournament to be canceled is unimaginable. And I was sitting around last weekend feeling sorry for myself, thinking about how we should be at an NCAA tournament site right now and everybody should be having their brackets and trying to figure out who the Cinderellas are going to be. And it's a shame. It's a shame for the kids. It's a shame for the coaches. It's a shame for us fans, because this time of year we look forward to so much, and it's great for America. So it's a big-time bummer, but I think the right thing's being done by everybody, and we'll have an NCAA tournament next year that we can all look forward to, and it's going to be doubly exciting because of that.
And, of course, Chris Plank, the voice of Sooner softball. And, Plank, the season was rolling along, and you talk about we had previewed this team, graduated so much talent, so many seniors left last season. They're very young, have a ton of freshmen. They seem like they were just kind of starting to hit their stride, and then everything comes to a halt. How devastating was it for you when the news came down?
Oh, I mean, it was a heartbreak. And the thing that is even more frustrating is you look at the schedule, because they were getting set for a big showdown with Texas. And Texas, Mike White, who came over from Oregon 2 years ago, which had a repercussion on Oklahoma when Melissa Lombardi left to take that Oregon job. But he had a top 10 team, top 5 team, as a matter of fact. So they were coming in town this past week. And we should be sitting here on a Tuesday when we tape this talking about an OU-Texas recap from the Red River Showdown. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because I think, Jess, this might actually, in a wild way, work in the Sooners' favor, because you got Nicole Mendez who can get healthy now. G. Warris was going to miss the rest of the season because she just had bicep surgery. So there's a really good chance, as wild as this sounds, that in the long run, this might actually be beneficial for Sooner softball. But in the short term, you're 100% right, Jess. This team was starting to come together, and it stinks that they weren't able to finish out this run.
Hey, we're going to talk more about the eligibility possibilities coming up a little bit later in the show. But, Chad, I want to get to you. Normally this time of the year, you're filling out a million different spotter boards. You call play-by-play for our TV broadcast. You're doing tennis, softball, baseball, everything. What's it like not filling out those charts every single week?
I don't know what to do with myself, to be honest. You said it. For the last 20 years, I've either been broadcasting a show or a game or preparing to broadcast a show or a game. Your heart just breaks for the student athletes, and I can't imagine what it must have been like for coaches and Joe Castiglione, the Sooner athletic director, to have to talk to some of these student athletes whose careers were cut short because of nothing that they did in particular. And it hurts not to be able to see how deep maybe Christian Doolittle could have taken the Oklahoma men's basketball team in the NCAA tournament as the only senior on this team. It is tough that we will not get to see the 23rd perfect 10 in Maggie Nichols' brilliant career, to see a challenge that Patty Gasso had taken on with the young Sooner softball team. Your heart just breaks for the student athletes. But as we sit here and think about that, it is difficult. It's hard on us as fans, even more difficult on the student athletes. And I just want to send a thank you to all the healthcare sector providers who are out there facing an overwhelming task in dealing with all of this. As we sit in our sports bubble, I think we all need to take the broad view of this and thank them for everything they're doing in fighting this on the very front lines, because it's difficult and it's nowhere near done, Jessica.
Absolutely. Very well said, Chad. All right, fellas. Well, we somehow made it through segment number one, but we got to take a quick timeout. Still to come on the show, we're talking eligibility, what that could mean for some of these Oklahoma teams. The NFL draft is still on. We are still talking NFL football. Where could some of these Sooners go? But up next, what could have been for Oklahoma men's basketball? Lon Kruger, Sooners heading to the postseason. What's next for Christian Doolittle? Keep it here on Sooner Sports Spotlight. Welcome back to Sooner Sports Spotlight. This segment brought to you by Taco Mayo. And 17 days ago in Fort Worth, the regular season finale for Oklahoma men's basketball, Austin Reeves goes off for 41 points to bring the team from behind to win that game. You look at how they closed out the season in three of their last four games with wins over Texas Tech, at West Virginia, and then the comeback at TCU. Most bracketologists had Oklahoma firmly in the NCAA tournament, no matter what would happen up in the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. So, Toby, I want to start off with you. Given all the scenarios heading into the postseason to close out 2020, what do you think could have been for this Oklahoma men's basketball team?
Well, I tell you, Jess, you had to be encouraged by the way they ended the season. Their backs were really against the wall. And as you mentioned, they win three of their last four, two of those on the road, two of those against top 25 teams, one of those an epic comeback. It was a frustrating team all season because it seemed like they would have a great game followed by a clunker, but they were carrying some momentum. I think the great likelihood is that they would have been in an 8-9 game in the first round, just like they were a year ago against Ole Miss. That's a coin flip game, a very winnable game. But as you know, if you win that, that means you probably get a one seed in round two. I think that's what they were headed for. They were probably going to play a Gonzaga or a Dayton in either Cleveland or Spokane in the second round. So I think their NCAA tournament fate could have been a lot like it was last year when they won a first round game, only to last year meet the eventual national champion, Virginia.
Well, you know, we had Austin Reeves on the Spotlight show after the 41-point performance before everything got canceled, and he was talking about how he kind of felt like this team was really starting to figure it out, starting to put things together. So, Chad, I'll ask you, down the stretch, how close do you feel like this team was to playing their best basketball? And given that Christian Doolittle's the only one gone, how much do you feel like maybe they could carry that over as they move into the offseason now?
I think they were starting to carry it over at the end of the season. You think about it, they had almost been in a win-at-all-cost type of mentality, a tournament-type mentality for the final 2.5 weeks. You go back to the game they played against Texas Tech up at Chesapeake Energy Arena. That was nearly a must-win. Their NCAA tournament hopes were flickering. And they go on to win three of their last four. Their only loss in the regular season was a buzzer beater at home against a Texas team that got hot. It's so difficult to project what might have happened in the NCAA tournament. Oklahoma, like so many other teams in the Big 12 this year outside of Baylor and Kansas, were just on roller coaster rides. You go West Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, even Texas, similar type scenarios. I think what Toby played out a moment ago was the most likely. The only thing I would say is maybe if they'd won a couple of games in Kansas City, they get a number 7 seed. Then they're facing a 2 seed potentially in the second round of the NCAA tournament. And you never know. You make the second week into the NCAA tournament and all kinds of upsets happen. Who knows? But I think, a Sweet 16 type of performance was definitely in the cards.
Well, Christian Doolittle, the lone senior from this team, he was all Big 12, the 10th Sooner to be named to the all Big 12 team all time. 10 double-doubles, 4 20-point double-doubles. No other player in the Big 12 did that. We really saw him add that 3-point threat to his game, which really made him even more of a matchup nightmare for teams. So moving forward in his career, Plank, I'll ask you, what kind of pro do you think Christian Doolittle can be? And Toby, if you want to add a quick thought at the end of Plank's response, you can jump in.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting, Jess, because Toby and I talked about this on the Sooner Sports podcast from Monday's show, and now more than ever, there's tons of opportunities to play beyond just the NBA. So, you know, you think about maybe a G League opportunity. Toby, he could go overseas and play. I think he's shown in the roller coaster ride that unfortunately had been his career at times, he showed that ability here this senior season that he had with his leadership and with his playmaking ability. Toby, I think he's got a great chance to play at the next level somewhere.
He put himself in a great spot, and if you look at the career of Christian Doolittle, it took him about 2.5 years to figure out exactly what he was as a basketball player. And the second half of last year, he figured it out. He had a great run through Big 12 play, earned the Big 12's Most Improved Player Award, and then this year put together a fantastic season. So, great mid-range jumper. He's expanded his game to the point where he can hit the three. He's muscular enough to score inside. He's going to get a look. I don't know if it's at the NBA level or where it is, but he has given himself a chance to play professional basketball.
All right, well, we have seen Christian Doolittle play his final game in a Sooner uniform, but some Sooners that were seniors, we might not have. The eligibility issues that now come, given this, everything that's unfolded the way that it has, some people going to get a redshirt year, going to get to come back and replay their senior season, the remainder of it. We're going to talk all about that, what that could mean for some of these Oklahoma teams. Keep it here on Sooner Sports Spotlight. Welcome back to Spotlight, this segment brought to you by Community Coffee. And it's crazy to think about, and I keep using the word crazy, but it's hard to wrap my mind around that some of these Sooners, we've seen them participate for the last time as a Sooner with seasons cut short, some of these careers cut short. So you look at a Maggie Nichols, who you thought you had plenty of time to watch her you know, put up more 10s for throughout the postseason. But she announces her retirement. Some of these baseball juniors likely going to get drafted pretty high. But then for some of these teams, this could be a pretty big advantage. Chris, you mentioned at the top of the show that this could be a big advantage for Oklahoma softball. You're going to get Nicole Mendez back. G. Juarez, one of the best pitchers in the country, likely going to be back as well. So it could be something that plays beneficial for some of these teams.
Yeah, Jess, and there's still a lot of unknown about what this extra year of eligibility is going to look like. You can't just play college sports without going to college. So what do you do with people that have graduated? And then also you add to that, you know, what if – for instance, this was 2019, and you had a class of six seniors. Then what do you do with those players that are coming in? And, Chad, you had a chance to talk to Joe Castiglione, an interview that's up on Soonersports.com right now, and that's the great unknown. It's just we don't know what that's going to look like, and there's money involved in it with scholarships as well, too.
Yeah, Chris, you touched upon it right there. These programs, the natural response is spring student-athletes should get an extra year of eligibility, which they should. And it's all but a certainty that they will if they choose to be able to come back and play another season at their respective schools. But as you said, you've made promises to incoming student-athletes who are high school seniors. If you don't have any outgoing seniors and they're going to stay in the program, then what do you do? Well, you could increase the roster sizes for these spring sports. You could also increase the number of scholarships available for these spring sports. But there are multiple tentacles associated with that. Number one is, how do you fund the extra scholarships? How do you fund the expanded roster sizes? You essentially would have five classes of student athletes who are participating in 4 years of eligibility, and the numbers cannot continue to add up. So could you break that cycle at some point? And where exactly do you come up? At Oklahoma, it's one thing, but some of the smaller schools out there, how do they fund these scholarships for an extra amount of time and fund the extra roster sizes? So it is a very complex question. I would just say this. Joe Castiglione is one of the best in the country at recognizing the needs of the student athletes. That's where they will err, is on the side of these student athletes. I will say they will get it decided at some point, but it's not going to be in the next few days or probably even few months. It is a very long-lasting type of impact that this eligibility question is going to have, Toby.
I agree, and I'll speak just to baseball because I think it might be the most fascinating of the sports here. I don't think it'll have much impact on the field. I think you have some draft-eligible juniors and seniors that we're going to go ahead and be taken and will pursue professional baseball. It will give the seniors leverage that they wouldn't otherwise have had, and possibly someone like a Brandon Zaragoza could get more signing bonus out of it than he would have before, because he does have the option now, potentially, of coming back. So that'll be interesting. There could be some juniors that aren't high-round draft picks that will decide, now that I have an extra year, I want to go ahead and come back and use my next year as leverage instead. But I don't think you'll see near as much of an impact on baseball as you'll see on softball.
All right, well, one of the sports that is still going on that we still get to talk about as if nothing has happened is the NFL draft, still on place to take place coming up on April 23rd. Where could some of our Sooners go? Plank is the expert on all of this. We're going to get his take on this. Plus, break down Pro Day. We haven't been able to talk to you since Pro Day, so keep it here for our final segment of Sooner Sports Spotlight. Welcome back to Spotlight, our final segment, guys. Let's see if we can finish this thing out without any major hiccups here as we close this show out. Okay, so the NFL is still moving forward with their draft. Everything else has been canceled, but we still have football and NFL to talk about, which is always a big thing around here in Norman. Draft coming up April 23rd through the 25th. Toby, you have to fill lots of radio time. How thankful are you that we still have this draft that we get to talk about?
I'm very thankful. And what a run the Oklahoma Sooners have been on. Baker Mayfield, number one. Kyler Murray, number one. I don't know that we're going to have the number one pick this year, but I'm eager to hear what Chris Plank has to say here in just a bit. I think there's a chance maybe three guys go in the first round this year, at least two. So another huge year for the Sooners in the NFL draft.
Well, the very last event that we had here on campus just so happened to be Pro Day. We saw Jalen Hurts throw. CeeDee Lamb participated in a few drills. Kenneth Murray did not participate due to the hamstring injury at the combine. But, Chad, what kind of stood out to you? Who really made themselves some money on that day?
Well, potentially, and I think we have to remember that some of this might not just be NFL related. We'll see about the future of the XFL and some of these players potentially landing there if and when they resume their their potential careers and their potential season. Potentially, we'll see what happens with them. But I thought that Marcellus Sutton, a Sooner running back who performed 2 years ago, remember his career was cut short due to injury, his 40 time and broad jump were very good, off the charts, in fact. And then several wide receivers, Nick Basquin, A.D. Miller, those guys shined. And Parnell Motley had an opportunity to go ahead and show his wares after not being invited to the combine. But once again, the biggest guy that showed out to me was Jalen Hurts. He has answered any and all questions that NFL teams might have about him. He made every throw, showcased that he could throw the deep ball to many of his former teammates at Oklahoma. And you cannot help but think about the ties that he has. One of the great offensive minds in football in Lincoln Riley. And then, of course, you've got his ties to Nick Saban in Alabama, who has ties to Bill Belichick. Can't help but think, every year it happens, we get on these runs where quarterbacks come flying off the board. Everybody needs a quarterback, even if it's a backup quarterback. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a second-round pick. I know Plank's probably laughing, thinking maybe his Raiders will be that team to take him.
If the draft happened today, where would some of these guys go?
It's a good point by Chad on the Raiders. John Gruden has apparently fallen in love with Jalen Hurts, which is fine by me. In fact, it's crazy because I'm a diehard Raiders fan, and I don't typically get to talk about the Raiders going after guys like ours. So here we go. We've got three guys who could potentially wear the silver and black. The problem for the Raiders is they don't have a second-round pick, and Jalen Hurts is going to be gone now in the second round. And there's a lot of buzz, guys, about maybe New England. They don't have a quarterback right now with Tom Brady gone. Josh McDaniels might fall in love with that skill set that Jalen Hurts has. But the key to me is seeing what happens with CeeDee Lamb and also playing off what took place in free agency. The Arizona Cardinals, who pick eighth, had their eyes on CeeDee Lamb. But in free agency, well, through a trade, they ended up with DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know about you guys. He's one of the best wide receivers in the league. Do they still go wide receiver, or do they go offensive tackle? Then slide down a little bit. The Raiders are sitting there. They need a wide receiver at 12. Do they like CeeDee more than Jeudy? Because the 49ers are right behind them, Jess, at 13, and the Niners desperately need help at the wide receiver position. Then there's Kenneth Murray, K9. For K9, in my opinion, it really revolves around what happens with Isaiah Simmons. Kenneth is going to be the second linebacker off the board. Is it at 19 with the Raiders, or is it later in the first round at 28? Where would Baltimore be? That would be like Norman East. There's a good chance K9 could end up with the Baltimore Ravens. But I do think, slam dunk, we have two first-round picks this year.
Hey, give Plank the mic. He could talk all day for 2 hours on this NFL draft stuff. But, hey, we're going to have plenty of time. We're going to bring you lots of content, lots of coverage leading up to the NFL draft. I think we have some special shows planned. So you're going to get to hear lots of Chris Plank's thoughts on the upcoming draft. And nobody else knows all of it better and studies it and follows it more than Chris Plank. So speaking of upcoming TV schedules and what we've got coming up for you, here at the University of Oklahoma, Sooner Vision, Sooner Sports TV, we have the most extensive archive in all of college sports, right? So if you're having some withdrawals from sports, we've got you covered. We're going to be bringing you all kinds of great classic games. And also this week, airing this week, the history of OU football. Some of those great DVDs that we've put together throughout the years, highlighting the history and tradition of Oklahoma football, coming up all throughout this week. And of course, this TV coverage lineup brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of the Sooners. And make sure you get your tickets for this Oklahoma football upcoming season right there. You see all the information. 325-2424, email outickets@ou.com. You can see the text, Soonersports.com, all that information right there. Hopefully we will be returning to sports very soon, and you're going to want to make sure that you have your tickets. All right, guys, we made it through. Somehow we made it through an entire show, all of us in different locations, but we did it. Great job. Love hearing from you. We're going to continue to hear from these guys as we move forward and we all get through this together. Thank you so much for watching. For Chad and Toby and Plank, I'm Jessica Cootie. We'll see you next time.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Sooner Sports Podcast on this Friday. Hey, here's what's coming up presented by OBI. Blood can't wait. Go to an Oklahoma Blood Institute donor center today to save a life. On Saturday, make sure you're subscribed because you will get the entire OU Texas A&M men's hoops game from 2016, the Sooners Sweet 16 matchup against Alex Caruso and the Texas A&M Aggies and Buddy Hield and the Oklahoma Sooners. It should be a fun one. You'll be able to download that on Sunday afternoon. And then next week, another big week on the Sooner Sports Podcast. Lincoln Riley, Joe Castiglione, and the Elite Eight Classic broadcast between Oklahoma and Oregon from that same 2016 NCAA tournament. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Sooner Sports Podcast. Tell a friend or two or ten to subscribe at Soonersports.com/podcast. Until then, have a great weekend and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.